This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
Our theme today revolves around a very well-known story that Jesus told, a parable known as the Good Samaritan, which is why I've chosen our opening song, all about being there for others. I love this song. It's by Bill Withers, and it's called Lean On Me.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean.
There can't be many people in our world today who've never heard the parable of the Good Samaritan before. I'm reading it from Luke chapter 10, beginning to read at verse 30. A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he travelled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. Which of these three do you think was neighbour to the man who fell in the hands of robbers? And the expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. So how did Jesus come to tell this particular story about a man who desperately needed a rescuer? What circumstances led Jesus to tell it? Well, he'd been challenged by a lawyer who asked Jesus a question about eternal life. Now, this was a controversial subject and much discussed even then, and he was possibly trying to test Jesus by asking such a question. But Jesus threw the ball, so to speak, back into his own court, asking what the man thought the answer was. It says in verse 28, the lawyer answered, well, love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul, with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbour as yourself. Jesus commended him and replied, do this and you will live. But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbour? Hence the parable which Jesus told. It illustrates that we should all look out for each other, regardless of creed, colour or race. And so says the next hymn, When I Needed a Neighbour, sung here by St Martin's Choir on Songs of Praise. Many years ago, when I was in London's Hyde Park, I visited Speaker's Corner, out of curiosity, really. It's a place where anyone can speak their mind quite openly, and I enjoyed debating a point about Christian belief for quite a while with someone standing on a soapbox there. But then, when I'd finished and walked on, that's when an elderly man who'd been listening followed me. He sidled up to me and, with a scowl on his face, said, "What makes you think Jesus was the Messiah?" He then proceeded to give me an in-depth lecture about someone called Cyrus in Jewish history. And quite honestly, I was way out of my depth then. I think I would be even now. So I just listened and admitted I didn't know very much about Cyrus. And once he'd run out of steam, I just seemed to have this urge to ask him a question. I mean, fair's fair. I simply said to him, "Do you love God?" He was really taken aback by my question, and after a few moments, he snapped at me. "I don't have to love him, I worship him." "Well, that's strange," I said, "because in your own book of law it says, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul and with all your strength.'" That man glared at me and wandered off. I didn't see him again. But this very sentence spoken to that man in Hyde Park was from Deuteronomy 6, the same one used by the lawyer in our reading today when he replied to Jesus' question. And these words are still as powerful to us today. They're a real challenge. Do we love God? Do we know him? Or do we just know about him? Our next song reminds us that we do tend to wander far from God, and yet he calls us home. One of the verses says, "Oh, to grace, how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let that goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wonder, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above." The hymn is "Come Thou Fount of Blessing," sung by Ferdinand Ortega.
Come thou fount of every blessing, to my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise his name, I'm fixed upon it, the name of God's redeeming love. Hitherto thy love has blessed me, thou hast drawn me to this place, and I know thy hand will lead me safely home by thy good grace. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger,
and so Jesus responded to the lawyer by telling the parable in which two very respected members of the Jewish community failed to help an injured man, whereas a Samaritan, their sworn enemy, turns out to be the hero of the moment. The story certainly shocked the people as well as the lawyer when they heard it. Samaritans then were descendants of the Israelites who had intermarried with foreign settlers after the fall of Samaria in 722 BC. As a result of this racial intermarriage, they were no longer considered by Jews to be truly Jewish. So Samaritans and Jews had hated each other for centuries, which is what makes the story Jesus told here of a good Samaritan so provocative to Jewish ears. So as well as Jesus telling a moral tale here, he may have been teaching this man and the people something about the tragedy of racial and religious prejudice. Will the message ever penetrate humankind, that love and only love joins the tribes of man? Love alone builds bridges. Don't you think it's time? That's what this next song is asking, and is sung here by the Judds. Love can build a bridge.
I'd gladly walk across the desert with no shoes upon my feet to share with you the last bite bread I had to eat. I would swim out to save you in your sea of broken dreams. When all your hopes are sinking, let me show you what love means. Love can build a bridge between your heart and it's time. Don't you think it's time? I would whisper love so loudly every heart could understand, but love and only love can join the tribes of man. I would give my heart's desire so that you might see. The first step is to realize that it all begins with you and me. Love can build a bridge between
The steep road from Jerusalem down to Jericho was the ideal place for an ambush. There are lots of small hills, narrow rocky passages and many twists and turns. There's also a vast deserted area beyond the road, a no man's land, to which robbers could easily escape with their booty and not be followed. The road was notoriously dangerous and known as the Way of Blood because of the blood often shed there by the robbers. This traveller was easy prey. He stood no chance. He was beaten up and humiliated, for the robbers even took his clothes. He was left there lying half dead with no hope. When we visited the Holy Land a few years ago, we came up this same road from Jericho to Jerusalem, the very route used by the traveller in Jesus' parable, only he would have been travelling in the opposite direction away from Jerusalem. What was this character in the story thinking about when he made his journey alone? Why didn't he seek protection by travelling with others? No wonder he was set upon and robbed. We need to tread very carefully through this world of ours. Let's listen to Johnny Cash singing "The Poor Wayfaring Stranger."
I'm just a poor wayfaring stranger, traveling through this world below. There is no sickness, no toil nor danger in that bright land to which I go. I'm going there to see my father and all my loved ones who've gone on. I'm just going over Jordan. I'm just going over home.
As this poor victim lay there, along came the first man, a priest, someone whose duties in the temple were of paramount importance to him, and he passed by on the other side, not even venturing to see whether this person was alive or dead. Had he touched a dead body, he would have been ceremonially unclean for 7 days. How inconvenient. The second traveller, who ignored the wounded man and passed by on the other side, was a Levite, someone of the same faith as the man lying there bleeding. But to be fair to this Levite, the victim lying there could also have been a robber posing as an injured man, with the rest of the gang lurking nearby. So he averted his eyes and hurried on his way. Call it self-preservation if you like. He was more concerned for his own safety than that of his fellow man, and he was taking no risks. Both of these passers-by had very good reasons for putting blinkers on. After all, what the eye doesn't see, the heart doesn't grieve over. This next song of mine prays for awareness. Lord, help me see. And it's called "Help Me See With Your Eyes" from the album If I Have Not Love.
Help me see with your eyes. Show me how to care. Help me love with your heart when it seems I've got none to share. And enter into my speaking, let your loveliness flow. From the center of my being, let your love grow. Understand their pain, then I won't fear the hurricane, I will only feel the rain. Come enter into my thinking, let your loveliness flow.
From the center of my being, let your love grow. Center of my being, let your love grow. I want to speak out your wherever there's a need, give me strength and courage, let me go wherever you lead. And when the dark clouds gather, let your spirit blow, sending hope into your sunshine as your love grows.
But then along that same route came the third man, a Samaritan, who didn't ignore or recoil from this wounded man, nor did he view him with suspicion or fear, but looked on him with compassion. He tended his wounds and later took him to a safe place. Only he was prepared to help, and he even went one stage further in providing for the man by paying an innkeeper for his long-term care. God's love was truly in his heart. Jesus himself was such a rescuer when the religious leaders of his time passed by those in need. Before we point the finger at the priest and the Levite, though, how many times have we passed by on the other side of someone in great need? How many times have we remained silent when people have needed support? How many times have we switched channels on the TV when news items have disturbed us or challenged us to show compassion? That man who was wounded by the robbers represents the needy, the oppressed, and the disadvantaged in our world. What would we want if we were that victim, the one in need? What if it was members of our own family on a TV news item fleeing for their lives? But the story ends with Jesus' words to the lawyer, to all people listening, with wise advice. It speaks to us even today, Jesus saying, "Go and do likewise." When former Bishop of Durham, Bishop Tom Wright, wrote about this parable, he spoke about God's love and grace reaching out to the whole world when he said, "No church, no Christian, can remain content with living life in a way that allows us to watch most of the world lying half dead in the road and pass by." Let's listen to these words of a poem which was written by a Persian poet. "I searched for God, and God eluded me. I sought my brother out, and found all three, my soul, my God, and all humanity." In our final song today, Christ makes his presence known to the poor and needy through those who care. They create a touching space. It says, "To the lost, Christ shows his face. To the unloved, he gives his embrace. To those who cry in pain or disgrace, Christ makes with his friends a touching place." May I end today's programme with a prayer from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. "I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may today have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Our time together has come to an end, sadly, and it's time to say goodbye. Andrew?
Bye, everyone.
My technician here, and from me, Sheila Hamill. And so we leave you with the hymn I was talking about, Christ is the World in Which We Live. Its other name is The Touching Place, sung here by Joanne Hogg and David Fitzgerald, from BBC Songs of Praise, Northumberland. Bye for now.